ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Reigned over Israel after the 10 spies brought that report. Who you messing it up for? Who you blocking? Who you misleading with your unbelief? And you're supposed to be an influencer. Ask somebody, what you looking at? I'm going to keep reminding you, it's important what we're looking at. Are you looking into the promises, or are you looking into the mountains and the giants and the opposition? Numbers 14, verse 9. Let's look at that quickly. While you're getting there, don't fear or doubt God's protective power. Why have you settled? Why have you settled? You're looking at natural stuff, the natural information, and it hadn't even gone to the Word. Spend all the time on the natural information, but not the Word of God. Well, imagine what if you shifted that and did allow the Word of God to do what it would do, how that would impact your life, change your life, change your testimony, change lives of people around you, when they know only God could do that. But yet we let the natural information, what we saw with our eyes, child, I saw him too. Numbers 14, verse 9. This is Caleb and Joshua. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. I need y'all to say something. Look at somebody and say, fear not. Let me know you're still there. Fear not. The fearful report, listen to me, the fearful report of those spies, because God had brought them through so much and God wanted to do so much in that land and prove himself God, the fearful report brought or incurred God's wrath. Chapter 14, verse 32. Chapter 14, 32. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. That's what happened to the 10 spies who brought back the evil report. Now, I know that's the law. And that, like I said earlier, God's still going to love you. Your carcass ain't going to fall in the wilderness. But what about destiny and purpose? What about the reason we're here? What about your potential? What about all that? Do we just glide on through and trust God sometimes for the little things? And when the giants show up, we, I don't know. Huh? Or do you hold fast to that promise? Are we agents of change? I love that message we did a long time ago. It's called Change or Chains. I'll put that out there today. Change or stay chained. We're at a crossroads. And there's some things that have to come down. Do you understand? Fear insults God. I want you to start looking at it that way and not just coddling your fear. Well, God understands. Well, he does. But after a while, he done taught you so much, he done brought you through so much, you've been saved since Jesus. And you're still struggling with fears. Fears. Hesitation. You call it wisdom. That ain't wisdom. It's fear. Fear of failure. Fear of what people will say. Fear of what you'll look like. Fear, you name it. It's a whole list of stuff. Just fear. It's all fear. And it's predicated upon a lie. So if you take the truth and start hammering that thing, you can destroy that foundation and get free from fear and start walking in faith. That's in every domain. And that's no matter what giant we face. Hello? Is God omnipotent or no? He was yesterday, right? Till you heard this message, right? He's still omnipotent. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't battle this. We wrestle. Because faith doesn't mean the absence of fear. Faith means I'm moving on no matter what I'm feeling like. No matter what's going on around me. No matter what's being said. No matter what it looks like. I'm holding on to faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of the things not seen. The enemy will put all kind of stuff on you. Anybody that's walked with the Lord any length of time, you know. He'll put all kind of stuff on you. Give you dreams. You're falling off the cliff, and just before you hit the bottom, you wake up. Scared. Like God gave that to you. No. Fear. Let me read this acronym again. Somebody read it off to me if you wrote it down. Frightening events, altering realities. It's our choice. Do we allow frightening events? Listen, I can only say that because I've been there. Got t-shirts, stripes on the back, fear. Fear insults God by questioning his ability. It questions his faithfulness. It provokes him. Say this with me. What God has said, he will perform. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. What God has said, he will perform. In the meantime, he's molding us and shaping us. Everybody don't know all the ingredients that go into the making of a prince or a princess. There's a whole lot that's done behind the scenes you don't ever see. But it's God making, molding, shaping, dealing with stuff, rotting, making mistakes, falling down, getting back up. It's all part of it. Sometimes you fail forward. But if God gave you a promise, it's going to come to pass. Amen. You can't tell somebody when you're going through hell, don't you dare stop. What you want to stop in hell for? See what's going on. No, I'm getting out of here. Right? Get it back up. Jeremiah 1:12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word. I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten. I'm a send a quickening anointing. My word's going to come alive in your spirit. And I'm going to perform what I said. But I got to prove you in the meantime. You got to go through some stuff. Gold has to be tried in a fire. You can't wash off gold. It's got to be fired to prove, to prepare you for what's greater. I will hasten my word to perform it. What God has said is going to happen. Will you be ready for it? That's the issue. Are you allowing him to prepare you for it? Are you changing? Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to change you? Some are still stuck in old, inundated, outdated relationships. With mindsets of people that don't want to go anywhere, don't want anything, don't want you to have anything, but yet you holding on to them. You can't pull that into your next season. God wants to take you higher. He got to deliver you from some of that psychological bondage. You feel like you're being mean. Okay. No, it ain't being mean. No, you're going after destiny. You want to become the best you that you can be to do what God told you to do. Too many times we put a lot of other stuff first. If you put God first, everything else will fall in line. That's what you call alignment. He said, I'm going to hasten my word to perform it. I'm going to hasten my word to perform it. Is that right? What God said he's going to do. Stop searching just for natural solutions. Turn to God. Why are you excluding God from your decisions? Turn to God first. Yeah, he'll have you make some natural decisions. But don't exclude him from that. Search him first. He'll show you the path that's right. The way to go. What to do. How to do it. Who, what, where. But don't exclude him. Asa, I always refer to him. Asa was diseased in his feet. But he sought not unto the Lord. He sought unto the physicians. There are good doctors. All that is good. It has a place. But don't exclude God. The 10 spies excluded God. You know, when it's God alone, you know, the Bible gives us a promise that by his stripes... Oh, no, just sometimes. Every now and then, just the easy stuff. Right? Look at the person beside you. You know what to ask them. What you looking at? Truth be told, some of y'all don't want to tell what you looking at. Many see life only as it feels and not as God promised. They see life only go by how they feel. That's why I said all dysfunction is predicated upon a lie. Our feelings can deceive us. I know, been there, done that. Where it's an enemy trying to make you feel or think a certain way.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside